With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that a last-minute crisis with terror group Hamas held up Israeli approval of a long-awaited ceasefire. Yael Eckstein tells Salem Radio Israelis were conflicted about the deal.
On one hand, we need to get these hostages home, and we'll do it at a very, very difficult price because we value life and we look at life as holy and sacred. Every life is worth anything in order to just free them. But on the other hand, when you're freeing terrorists with blood on their hand in order to get back your children, it's a very difficult compromise.
She's president and CEO of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump's Treasury Secretary nominee Scott Bessent faced sharp questions Thursday from both Democrats and Republicans.
Bessent sat in front of the Senate Finance Committee for his confirmation hearing, where he told lawmakers that the U.S. faces economic calamity if Congress does not renew provisions of President-elect Trump's Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. He also asserted that the Federal Reserve should remain independent from the president's influence and U.S. sanctions on Russian oil should be more aggressive. He was introduced by fellow South Carolinian Senator Lindsey Graham, who said the U.S. needs a Treasury Secretary who, quote, knows what he's doing, has the trust of the president, and loves his country. Graham added, your ship came in with this guy. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders hopes to bring back work requirements for some people on its Medicaid program. Sanders says she wants to impose work requirements on able-bodied adults. The proposal would revive and expand a requirement that was blocked by the courts. The Supreme Court will release at least one opinion Friday regarding the upcoming TikTok ban. The announcement was posted to the court's website homepage Thursday, saying the court may announce opinions on the homepage beginning at 10 a.m. This is SRN News. Most parents want transgenderism out of their kids' schools.
A new poll conducted by CRC Research finds that more than 75% of moms and dads do not want the schools promoting the transgender lifestyle in class. Since the country is about evenly divided between Republicans and Democrats, that means a significant number of Democratic parents are not on board with the transgender agenda, which may, in part, explain what happened on Election Day. Several other polls have yielded similar results. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Virginia lawmakers will take up numerous bills during this year's short legislative session, and one of them will concern abortion. A constitutional amendment enshrining abortion is the number one priority for Democrats who hold a slim one-seat majority in both chambers. Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin's veto pen looms large, however. In the 2024 session, he killed a record number of bills that passed the General Assembly. This is SRN News. Mortgage rates inch up again.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to just over 7%. That's the highest level in 8 months. Mortgage rates have now increased 5 weeks in a row. The latest uptick reflects a rise in the bond yields that lenders use as a guide to pricing mortgages. Elevated mortgage rates and rising home prices have kept the U.S. housing market in a deep slump since 2022. Economists are generally forecasting that the average rate will remain above 6% this year. I'm Alex Vega.
Big chunk of the U.S. is bracing for below zero weather as a polar vortex dips into the lower 48. Forecasters say temperatures could plunge 35 degrees below average across the U.S. this month, starting this weekend. On Inauguration Day in Washington, D.C. Monday, it's expected to be a high of 28. Dallas could see a high of only 34 degrees on Monday, and Minneapolis expecting a high of -2. More details at SRNnews.com.